This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Remember, fans, Davin Godchaux is out with a torn bicep. They activated Benito Jones yesterday, the Mississippi kid that they got in the draft. Or I think in free agency, I think is where they picked him. And I got to tell you something. I love this. Yeah, I know. Some of you are going, oh, what the hell's wrong with you, bro? Davin Godchaux's a good player. We lost him. Why do you like this? I'll tell you why. I like to find out what this team is about. I'm into the constructing of a football team. I love it. And I'm getting goosebumps right now, because I'm so excited about the Dolphins. Last week, Austin Jackson was out. They elevated Robert Hunt to right tackle, moved Jesse to left tackle, didn't miss a beat. So all of a sudden now, we have an offensive line, and we have depth. Can you explain that one to me? That's why I tell you it's not the same old Dolphins. Did the Dolphins from 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, did they have a line and depth? Okay.
We had what, one or two guys last year? I mean,
right.
Now you're talking we have six or seven?
Shaq Lawson misses last week. Shaq Lawson's an important player to the rotation. That's all right. Siler steps up. Van Ginkle steps up. Ogba steps up. Kyle Van Noy's banged up. Still get it done. Now, at cornerback, well, Noah wasn't ready. But he's a rookie, so I give him a break. But I love to find out, okay, well, let's see what they found in Benito Jones. So if he has an opportunity to play today, I know we still have other guys on that D-line that will do a fantastic job. I'm not saying that I'm happy Godchaux is out, because I'm not. But I am saying I want to see what else we got. And I want to see if they found something in Benito, like they found something in Van Ginkle, like they found something in Preston Williams, like they found something in Isaiah Ford, like they found something in Miles Gaskin. You understand? So in a way, I'm kind of excited. I don't know how much Benito will play because they are pretty deep on the line. But if he does get a chance, I'm intrigued. So instead of looking at it like a negative, I'm going to look at it like an intriguing positive. Okay? Kyle Van Noy, now we find out, that is dealing not only with a groin injury, but also with a foot injury. We don't know. He's a game time decision. We'll find out. Shaq Lawson, who missed last week, is a game-time decision also. We'll find out if those guys will play. But those are a couple of things going on in that Dolphins game.